Well, 10 minutes later, and the protest has moved on under a cloud of orange smoke. I was able to, during those 10 minutes, to talk to a guy called Heath and a lady about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the protest is about digital currencies and about vaccines and about other things. And it's clear from talking to them that they're aware something's going on in the world. Now, we would say as Christians that these are the events, or part of the events, that will lead up to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's going on in the world is unprecedented, it's high tech, it's irreversible. And so when Christians sometimes say, now we must graciously disagree with our brethren, but when Christians sometimes say that there are no signs in the world today that the end is near, I would ask them, how would they see these technologies reversed? How would they see them taken away? All of these things seem to be leading up to the rise of Antichrist and the things spoken about him in the scripture, and that shows us that the return of Jesus Christ is very near. So it's good to witness to those people. Father, I pray for those who are witness to just now at the protest, that they would consider what's been said about the Lord Jesus Christ and our safety in him. And I pray, Lord, that as people become more aware of the trap and the snare and the cage that's being created for everybody on the planet, as this globalization takes place, Lord, more people would listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ and hear that it's the world to come, that it's a salvation to come, that it's a salvation that comes through Jesus Christ that really matters. I pray, Lord, that you'd have mercy. So I pray, Lord, that you'd bless me and help me to preach your gospel now here in Queen Victoria Square and to give the glory and honour to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon those around me. These things I ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, good afternoon. It's my wonderful pleasure, my wonderful pleasure and privilege to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in this day, in this afternoon, here in Hull, and to declare that there is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, that protest you just saw was about a global currency, about a digital currency. Now, some of us would argue that these are signs of the times, signs that the return of Jesus Christ is very near, signs that the Lord Jesus will soon appear on the clouds of heaven, signs that the end of the age is at hand. Because the Bible tells us that there is an Antichrist who will arise, and that he will have a false prophet who requires everybody to receive a mark, the mark of the beast in Revelation chapter 13. And that those who receive the mark will never ever know the salvation that comes from Almighty God. And a digital currency eliminating cash is a very powerful step in the direction of a mark of the beast, without which no one can buy or sell, according to the book of Revelation. Now, these are extraordinary times in which we are living. Exactly. Times when we are increasingly controlled by the World Economic Forum. Times when there are all kinds of judgments and things. Yes, thank you for applauding that. But the question is, what will you do with Jesus Christ? He is the Saviour of the world.
Right, so what's the... Wonderful.
I'll talk to these. Sorry, Kate.
So what are you reading about?
So I'm reading in the Bible. I've not got it open here, but I was looking at the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. Now, most people have heard of the Mark of the Beast, but most people don't realise the Book of Revelation... The Book of Revelation is about the victory of Jesus Christ. It's about the triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know that Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago, and the Bible tells us that he was raised from the dead, and that he is alive today, and he's today seated on the throne of heaven, but he'll soon return. But it also tells us about a lot of things that will happen before his return.
Why will he return?
Why will he return? He will return at the end of the age. Yeah. God will call the end of the age to an end, and everybody that has lived, everybody who's alive now, everybody who's ever lived, will be called before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ for judgment. So you'll be there on the day of judgment. I will be there on the day of judgment.
Inshallah, I'll be there.
But the difference is this. If you are there without Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you'll be cast into hell. That's what the Bible says.
If you're not with Allah, you're going to hell.
No, Allah is not God. It's the God of the Bible. There is one God. There is one God, but there are three. No, I'm not crazy. There is one God, but there are three persons within the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is God the Son. Jesus Christ is God the Son. And he is the Saviour of the world.
Listen.
We are.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is God the Son. What was your question?
Right, so I've got a question here. If Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
yes.
So that means God has to be a human, correct?
No, incorrect.
So,
so this is a common misconception of Christian doctrine in Islam, that somehow there was some kind of physical union between God and Mary. Now, what the Bible shows us, first of all, is that Jesus, that God has always been a Holy Trinity. So God the Son has always existed, eternally existed. There is only one God, but there are three persons within the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And what it tells us, it was God's will, that God the Father's will, that God the Son should become flesh. Now, that doesn't mean he stopped being God, but it means that he also became man. So Mary became pregnant, and Jesus was a virgin birth. Mary had not known any man. And what the Bible tells us is that she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. So there's no sexual act there.
So with that logic, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's the son of God.
Yo, we need to go quick time.
Yeah. Prophet,
we need to go quick.
Well, Jesus Christ is God.
He was the Son of God.
Jesus Christ is God.
And if he was God, how would he be?
So Islam is wrong. Islam is wrong when it says that Jesus is just a prophet, because Jesus is more than a prophet. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the eternal God. He's the Creator. Jesus is the Creator. That's what the Bible tells us, that Jesus was the Creator of all things. After death, we stand before God on judgment. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will go straight to hell for eternity. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, you'll go straight to hell.
Let me talk.
Well, Allah won't save you. Allah can't save you. Allah is not the God of the Bible. Allah is a moon god. He's one of the gods of the nations. And the Bible says that all the gods of the nations are idols. The Bible teaches us that there is only one God who made the heavens and the earth, and that he exists as a holy trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
So if there's one God, who is the God? You said Jesus, yeah?
Jesus, okay, there's only one God, but there are three persons within the Godhead.
How did Jesus make the earth, make everything, make the universe, make water, make everything, yeah?
I don't know.
And then to be born...
I know he did it.
How do you know?
Okay, I don't know. Well there are three persons...
You don't know.
No. Okay, let me answer your question. Okay.
Goodbye.
There's a silly question. Of course I don't know how God made the heavens and the earth out of nothing. So Jesus Christ made all things because he is God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is God the Son. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Holy Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the eternal creator of all things. So you see, the Bible teaches us quite clearly that God exists as a Holy Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is only one God. But Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save, that which was lost. Yes, okay, so...
Did you see which way the walkers went?
They went that way.
That way?
Okay, right. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And... You see, Jesus Christ is Lord. He alone is Lord. He is seated on the throne of heaven today. I'm just wondering if I should go to those people from the protest who are still there, one of whom says she's a Christian, but I think I'll carry on preaching here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. Jesus Christ is the deliverer of sinners. Jesus Christ is the one who died in the place of sinners, who loved sinners and gave himself for sinners. You see, if there's a mark of the beast coming, if there are all manner of judgments of Almighty God coming upon the earth, if there are wars and rumours of wars, if there are great ragings of the nations, if there are diseases and deaths, if there are famines, if there are wars and disputes between individuals and between towns and between tribes and between nations, if all of these things are coming on the world, and we live in such days as this, and great wickedness and great darkness is coming, and great suffering upon the inhabitants of the world, then how can we be ready? How can we be sure that we are ready? But even more so, if there is a wrath to come and a judgment to come, when God will judge the nations in righteousness by that man whom he has appointed, by the Lord Jesus Christ, who will either be your saviour from all of your sin to salvation for eternity, or he will be your judge to everlasting torment and damnation in hell fire. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. He is the Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. Jesus Christ alone will deliver you from your sin and deliver you from the wrath to come. Jesus Christ alone can make you right with God. Our sins have worked against us. All sin is an abomination before Almighty God. On account of our sins, we are justly and righteously condemned by Almighty God. We are unworthy of mercy. We are only worthy of judgment and damnation and torment in hellfire. Some of us have difficulty getting our heads around that. Some of us have difficulty believing that God could cast us into hell. But God is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. Almighty God, the eternal God, is a God who dwells in unapproachable light. He is a God, my friends, who is a consuming fire. God is holy. He is thrice holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory, the Bible says. And you cannot stand before God on the day of judgment. Never mind the judgments in this world. Never mind the fires, floods and famines and wars that are coming and diseases that are coming. Never mind those things. You cannot stand before Almighty God in your sins. And the wrath of God is kindled against you and is being revealed against you from heaven. For the wrath of God, we read in the Bible, is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Now, I must warn you not to put your trust in Donald Trump. You mustn't put your trust in Donald Trump. Too many people think that if only we get the right president or the right prime minister, everything will be fine, but it won't be. It cannot be. And I need to warn you as well that when you read about the Antichrist in Scripture, he bears more resemblance to Donald Trump than he does to Joe Biden. But both of these men are away from God. Neither of these men can save us or deliver us from our sin. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can deliver us from our sin. And if there is a coming digital currency, then we cannot escape it, because it is written in the Word of God, and the Word of God cannot be broken. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need his Spirit poured out upon us, convicting us of our sins, convicting us of our guilt before Almighty God. And we need to repent and we need to turn from our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. There is no political answer. There is no politician who can change things. There is no political solution to the situation. We need a spiritual solution. We need a solution that comes from Almighty God. We need a solution that is powerful and mighty to deliver. We need a solution that takes away our sins and gives us everlasting life. And Jesus Christ is that solution. He will give you life. He will transform you from within. He will have mercy on you. He will deliver you from the wrath to come.
Here comes the vacuum cleaner. Again, it's coming from my shoes, but they never quite get to my shoes. Lord, I pray that you bless this message. I pray, Father, that you would set forth this message amongst the people of Hull. Oh, Lord, awaken them. Have mercy upon those boys who are Muslims who have no idea about the true and living God. I pray, Lord, that the Word of God would go deep into their hearts, that they would come under conviction that what they've been taught and what they believe is false. I pray, Father, that they would find the truth. I pray that they would find Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Saviour of the world. Now there is someone coming called the Antichrist. He will be a one world ruler. People will embrace him. They will love him. He will appear to be the answer to all their problems. Whether it be problems with the environment, whether it be problems with food or with work or whatever problems they may be. He might look a lot like the leader of the World Economic Forum, but he will be the most wicked person who has ever lived. The Antichrist. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, who today is seated on the throne of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ is today seated on the throne of heaven in all the glory that belongs to God. I just want to say to the lady who said she'll pray that the vacuum cleaners would go away, that one's going off in the opposite direction now, and who knows, if you weren't praying, maybe there'd be three or four of them here, and usually they hang around for a long time. So thank you for praying for that. It's very hard to preach over them. The Antichrist, the one world ruler, the world ruler who will have control over everybody on the planet, will be destroyed by the brightness of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not the Antichrist that we should fear, it is God whom we should fear, because God has the power to destroy us bodily and body and soul in hellfire for eternity. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. Now, all the promises of God, the Bible tells us, in Jesus Christ are yea and amen. And God promises to have mercy on us, and he promises to forgive us, and he promises to save us from our sin, yes, and he promises to give us everlasting life if we know Jesus Christ. If we know Jesus Christ. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Sinners just like you and me. Sinners who cannot help ourselves. Sinners who are slaves to our sin. Sinners who are vile and wretched and justly condemned by the word of God and under the wrath of Almighty God. Now I should ask you what you believe. There were three boys here a minute ago who believe Islam. Now there are many people in Hull today who believe the doctrines of Islam. But the Bible tells us if we deny the deity of Jesus Christ, if we deny that Jesus Christ is God, if we deny that he is the one who came from heaven, then we have the spirit of Antichrist. Because we deny the Son. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. Now, if I were to ask you today what you believe, I wonder what you would say. Because I'm almost thinking that the people of England today, the majority of us, believe nothing. Nothing at all. We believe in EastEnders. We believe in Coronation Street. We believe in comfort. We believe in pleasure. We believe in food, we believe in movies, we believe in alcohol. And we have nothing that we believe in that is of any value or any worth whatsoever. These things cannot take away our sins. These things cannot give us peace with Almighty God. These things cannot bring us everlasting life. These things cannot turn away the wrath of God from us. It is the blood of Jesus Christ alone that cleanseth from all sin. And what meaningless existences we have come to have. You know, the wise person seeks God with all their heart. The Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, we've had science for decades, and the science was going to change the world. Science was going to save all of us. It was going to give us everything. And what do we have now? We have Nicola Sturgeon, a Scottish First Minister, saying that she doesn't know whether a man can become a woman, but then she passes a law saying that a man can become a woman. This is absurd nonsense. Now, that's not just in Scotland, that's in England and Wales. This is science, my friends. This is where science brought us. It brought us down. It brought us to ruin. It brought us to the place where we no longer knew what it meant to be human. We are made male and female in the image of God. The Bible tells us that God made us male and female in his image, so a man can never become a woman. And a woman can never become a man. Because what God has done, man cannot change. Now the scientists know that, and the doctors know that, and the government knows that. It's all about rebellion against God. It's all about our foolish hearts being darkened and us loving darkness rather than light. It's all about us professing ourselves to be wise and becoming fools. And worshipping the creature instead of worshipping the true and living God. There is only one God, but there are three persons within the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is God the Son. And he is the Saviour of the world. The Saviour of all those who put their trust in him. And he will save you. He is alive today. He is mighty today, powerful today. The Bible tells us that the Lord's arm is not so shortened that he cannot save. The Lord is mighty to save. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he destroyed the works of the devil. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected bodily from the dead, he triumphed over the grave and he destroyed the last enemy, which is death. Jesus Christ did that. So when you take the name of Jesus, the lovely name of Jesus, the holy name of Jesus Christ, the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the divine name of Jesus Christ on your lips as a mere swear word, or when you approve of those who do so, you become guilty before Almighty God of a heinous blasphemy. God has set the name of Jesus above every name, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now you can either voluntarily, willingly, joyfully, freely believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and the salvation of your soul, and name the name of Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, or you will bow your knee on the day of God's wrath and on the day of his judgment. And you will acknowledge Jesus Christ to be your Lord, but not your Saviour, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And the last words that you will hear before you go to hell will be the words of the Lord Jesus himself, saying to you, depart from me, accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, if we die in our sins, we will go straight to hell. If we die without Jesus Christ, we will go straight to hell. Because without Jesus Christ, our sins remain upon us. And God will charge us with our sins. And he will hold us accountable for our sins. If we don't know Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus is the one that takes away the sin of the world. The Lord Jesus died for the remission of sins. The Lord Jesus died so that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. The Lord Jesus Christ died so that we might find salvation and find mercy. And oh, the love of God, oh, the mercy of God to us. God did not have to send his Son. God chose to send his Son. God was under no obligation to save any sinner. But God chose to save sinners. And the Bible says that it was whilst we were yet sinners, when we were without strength, in due course, in due time, that Christ died for the ungodly. And that means that Jesus Christ, the Holy Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that Jesus Christ died for sinners just like you and me. Ordinary sinners, common or garden sinners, the liars, the thieves, the swearers, the proud, the idolaters, the drunkards, the drug takers, all of us are sinners, every one of us under the wrath of God, every one of us needing the salvation that comes from Almighty God alone, through Jesus Christ alone. Jesus Christ is Lord. And I ask you, the Bible says, what is your life? Think about that question. What is your life? Well, the Bible answers it. It says it's but a vapor. Think of a vapor. You switch the kettle on and there's water vapor. You switch the kettle off and there's nothing. Your life is like that, a vapor. There it is, and now it's gone. That's what life is. We have short lives. They go fast. They go quickly. We have hard lives. We live our lives in sin and rebellion against God. And very, very soon we are called away before the judgment throne of Almighty God. Very soon we're called to give an account. Very soon we are called to answer for our sins. If I asked you what the worst sin was, you might say murder. But unbelief is the sin of sins. Unbelief is the sin. To hear this gospel, to walk on, to reject Jesus Christ, to say I will not have him to reign over me. You see, Jesus said, whoever commits the sin of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. And the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is to hear this gospel, to know for certain that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and to reject him, to turn your back on him. Jesus said all blasphemies can be forgiven. If we repent of our sins and confess our sins to God, he will forgive us. But if we will not repent and we will not believe on Jesus Christ, we can never be forgiven. And if we do not know Jesus, and if our sins remain upon us, and we are not forgiven, then we cannot escape the fires of hell. Whomsoever was not found written in the book of life, the Bible says, was cast into the lake of fire. You see, God will cast you into the lake of fire if you do not repent. He will cast you into the lake of fire if you do not turn. He will cast you into the lake of fire if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus Christ is the one who died for sinners and was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the one seated on the throne of heaven today. And he is powerful to deliver you from your sin. And he will give you new life. You see, the Bible says when a person becomes a Christian, when a person says, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, when a person looks to Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of their sins, when that happens, then old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. Behold, the Bible says, all things have become new. And it makes no difference whether we're young or old. I became a Christian 41 years ago. 41 years ago I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me then. He saved me entirely. He saved me totally then. I've added nothing to my salvation since then. Nothing has been taken away from my salvation. And if I were to die this day and go before God, I have nothing to fear from the judgment to come. Because my sin is washed away. Because I am trusting Jesus Christ. Because I called on him and he heard me and he delivered me and he had mercy on me. And I thank God with all my heart that there was a day all those years ago when the Lord Jesus found me. The day when I woke up and I said, I cannot live without Jesus Christ. And I turned to him and he came to me in power and he forgave me and he washed away my sins by his own precious blood. And he gave me salvation and everlasting life. Because there is life when we know Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, we do not have life. We cannot have life. Now there is very soon, I believe, coming a mark known as the mark of the beast in the Bible, without which no man can buy or sell. And if you don't know Jesus, it's very likely you will take that mark. And if you take that mark, you will be under the wrath of God forever. God's wrath, fierce anger and wrath will be kindled against you. Because that mark is a mark of devil worship. But you see, whether or not you receive that mark, if you do not know Jesus Christ, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you will die in your sins. None of us knows the day of our death. None of us knows when we will be called before Almighty God to give an account. But that day will come, and that day will happen, and we must give an account. Turn from your sins. Turn from your sexual immorality, your sexual impurity, your lusting, your lying, your covetousness, your love of money. You cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Turn from your sins. Turn and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might find that salvation which comes. That salvation which comes from God alone, through Jesus Christ alone, and that you might find the salvation and everlasting life that comes through Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that vacuum cleaner has just come past again, and it's just cleaned exactly the same bit that it cleaned before and left the rest unclean. You know, I don't know. They don't seem to do anything logically. If I was vacuuming a living room, I would vacuum every part of it, and I'd make a note of where I'd vacuumed before. Anyway, enough about vacuum cleaners. Physically, I can't go on. I'll probably go down and preach for 10 minutes at the Land of Green Ginger, because it doesn't take a lot of physical effort to preach there, and there'll be some who come and fall under the preaching of God's word. Father, I pray that you'd have mercy upon Hull. Oh, Lord, I pray that you bless those men drinking alcohol on the bench opposite who listened, Lord. I pray that the word of God would arrest them. I pray they would come under conviction of sin. I pray, Lord, that they would come under conviction of righteousness and judgment. And, oh, Lord, that you'd have mercy upon the people of Hull. Father, again, I pray that Muslims in Hull would find the Lord Jesus Christ and forsake Islam. I pray, Lord, that you would turn the hearts of sinners here, the people living in pleasure, the people living in godless lives, empty lives, meaningless lives, the people hiding in darkness from the truth, hiding from the light, hiding from Jesus, who is the light of the world. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit on Hull. Rend the heavens and come down. Lord, these people don't want you. They have no thought of you in their hearts and minds. But I pray, Lord, that you would still have mercy on them. It was whilst we were yet sinners that Christ died for us, and these are yet sinners, Father. Surely there are some here for whom Christ died, for whom he gave himself. Some, Father, whose names are written in the book of life, that have been since before the foundation of the world. Father, have mercy upon these. Have mercy and pour out your Holy Spirit on Hull. Oh, Lord God, turn the tide. And, oh, Lord, even amongst those who are protesting, Lord, against a digital currency, Lord, but who don't know what this means. Father, it's possible to protest all of these things and be lost. Lord, our only hope, our only security is in Jesus Christ. Have mercy, Father, have mercy and pour out your Spirit upon the people of Hull. And this I ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.